sure, this is Peloton.
This is a 15-minute low-impact ride.
But so is this.
We're here together for a 10-minute empathy meditation.
And even this.
We get hit in with a 20-minute hip-hop shadow boxes session. Ah, what more could you ask for?
Well, with thousands of classes on our bike, tread, and app, there's more to Peloton than you might have thought. This is Peloton. Internet connection and Peloton All Access membership required. See onepeloton.co.uk.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 Thang podcast. What a week it's been. You're about to get the highlights of that week. First, though, see if you can guess which member of the team's missing. Hi, Gav.
Hi, John.
Hi, little Si.
Hi.
Hi, big Si. Right. This week, we had a Kasabian legend, Serge, on the show.
Yep.
Talking Solstice 2, July the 6th, in Leicester.
Friend to the show.
He was on cracking form.
He was,
wasn't
he? Yeah.
Actually, I think that's going to be really worth listening to, that.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because he talks about birthdays, fairy lights. He talks about how expensive his tree was. It was really funny.
I won't give it away.
Plus, I've got all the latest showbiz gossip. We discuss a bit of showbiz gossip.
Yeah.
And the Woodman gives us a Dutchman getting all inventive and taking the king for a ride in his heroic little slot. Enjoy our podcast. Thanks so much for turning up, Gav, and you, little Si.
No problem.
Big Si.
No problem.
Enjoy. Radio X. Okay, so I'm looking at Abu Dhabi to go in the new year, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's Abu Dhabi do. Which should be their advertising phase. So I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I've been offered a great deal there.
Have you?
Yeah, really good deal.
Sure.
But I've got to talk about it on the show. No, I'm not. but did you know, as one of the Abu Dhabi Louvre, which I intend to go to.
Yes.
It's got some amazing stuff. They've got an impressionist show on at the moment. But you know what also they offer?
What?
Which I'm amazed at. Kayaking.
What? At an art gallery.
That's what it says.
Kayaking says,
at the gallery.
Yes, on the Visit Abu Dhabi site.
Yeah.
It's got, and I was looking at the things you can do, cultural winter in Abu Dhabi, very exciting. And one of the things, it says cultural experience in Abu Dhabi, go and visit, there's like a grand mosque you can go and see, which just looks, you know, breathtakingly big.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've got, as well as Warehouse 421, which looks excellent, you've got this Louvre that offers kayaking.
That's an interesting concept. I quite like the idea of kayaking past some masterpieces.
Yeah.
Well, it's on an island. It's on Sajat Island.
Ah. Yeah.
And presumably you can, I mean, if you could go round there on a kayak.
Yeah.
It's quite an experience, isn't it? It's a bit like dinner with boxing.
Exactly.
Well, it's got sort of, yeah, it is, yeah. Maybe they offer boxing there as well.
Combo
right?
experiences.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Kayaking and fine art.
Yes.
It's got water around it, this whole inside it.
Right.
But you can.
It is inside.
Yeah, but you can.
Brilliant. I love it.
You can kayak.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, this is the way forward to make things like if you've ever been on one of those lazy rivers.
Yep.
You know, they have water parks, which is, you know, the trouble with water parks is. They get cold.
Mm.
You've got to get out the water to queue. If it's busy,
you suddenly
find yourself in a sort of shaded, like, fire escape.
Right, right.
Sort of shivering because you can't take your towel up to the top because it's not going to be there at the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you end up stranded.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're literally going out there and everyone forgets that. You're just like a shivering kid. You're like, I always got that. And everyone's like, really wants to go, and they go, just hang back, please. You know,
and there aren't even any paintings to keep you amused.
Right. Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
That makes total sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
God.
So you can go, this is my loser.
I'd like to play snooker while being at the opera.
Yes.
I think those two would go nicely. The odd click of the balls would be a bit distracting.
I went to the schnopper the other night. The what? The schnopper. Have you never been to the schnopper?
Where you
play snooker and there's an opera in the background.
It's a big room, obviously.
But imagine, Gav, if at the opera you could do the death slide.
Yeah.
And they're singing away and you just hear, they've got that swimming pool ambience.
Bungee jumps, death slides.
Yes.
I love
all
it.
All sorts kicking
off. Yeah.
Theme it to the opera. So
right.
If it's, you know, got some, maybe there's a revolution. Kind
Ride of
right.
the Valkyries. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. If they had like a the RSC became the Roller Shakespeare Company. Yeah.
Definitely. Everything's better on wheels.
The globe is round, so it makes sense. You can go roller, round and round it.
The Roller Opera House. The Roller Shakespeare Company.
The R.
The Roller Ballet.
The Roy.
Anywhere it's royal, stick yep. Roller.
Lovely, yeah? Lovely.
Anyway, please, your suggestions for how you'd... I mean, obviously, they've got kayaking at the Louvre in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great combo.
And
yeah.
frankly, like they do with everything, they're raising the bar. Yep. They're making us re-examine these things. They want it, you know, it's like Vegas, but this is miles better. Because they're not just asking, they're not asking you to gamble.
Sure.
They're actually doing it through proper kicks.
Right, right. I love it. I love it.
How about this? Paintball ballet.
Nothing wrong with that, yeah.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
And you
from
get
Dan
to
there.
Get them and they've got to carry on keeping it together.
And they start in white outfits.
Yes.
And then you pick what colour they end up in.
Beautiful.
Always at fire, any time there's a big firework display, chess tournament.
Yes.
Definitely.
Johnny Vaughan, Radio X.
Right, guys.
Go on.
First up, champagne. Do not have it in one of those tall fluted glasses.
Why?
It's just because the bubbles are forced rapidly to the top. It's not necessarily good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It flattens it too much?
No, because it takes too long to pour. Because you've got all going on.
Yeah. And it escalates, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah.
They consider the bubbles escape too easily in the Marie Antoinette glass.
The wide ones.
The one that is shaped by one of her breasts.
That's right, yeah.
Which was, I think, Louis XIV did that. Because she used to have a dairy. Within the Palace of Versailles.
Right.
In actual fact, she used to serve the milk from the cows whose udders were all cleaned before she got there.
Oh, yeah.
And spotless, because she used to like to play at being a dairy maid.
Wow.
And she'd milk it then. But everyone would drink it then out of those champagne glasses, which were shaped like her boobs, which is where they originally came from, because Louis XIV wanted you to drink the milk from that.
God.
In a sort of kinky, weird French way.
Some people get bored easily,
don't they? But, can I just say, the expression... It's very much Marie Antoinette's dairy.
Yeah.
It's something I use for people I know who are really rich, who get a sort of shop for their wives.
Oh, right. Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or like they call it an interiors business.
Yeah.
Or they call it...
It's just a hobby, yeah. It's
that
just something to do.
It's completely false economy. Like,
right, yeah.
So they're acting like they work, really, but don't.
But it's not, really.
They don't at all.
Yeah. Yep.
So I call it Marie Antoinette's dairy syndrome, which is, you know, again, Vaughan Thought 253.
Sure.
Enjoy it, use it, get it out there. Right.
So which glass should we use?
Tulip.
Tulip?
The tulip.
Like a wine glass?
Like a wine glass that curves in at the top.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so throw out all the others. You don't need them, which is a real bit of relief because they empty really fast, particularly the sort of wedding flutes.
Oh, and they fall over so easily.
The reason they have at weddings is because it's much more identifiable for champagne. You can clear them away and wash them all up. But I think I'm going to get rid of mine now and just go with tulip glasses and have big, whacking great glasses of champagne.
I also like a stemless tulip.
Interesting.
No, so it's just.
Oh, I love
really
that on the
nice.
Table.
Yeah, on the table.
I like just a coffee mug.
I like
those, that too.
A half pint dimple mug.
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be perfect for a champagne.
Okay, so there we go. The French have said this. I remember that their drawbacks to drinking champagne from both copper shaped glasses like those seen in Le Dejeuner d'Huit of Louis XV and modern flutes. There we go. Next up, a cheese purported to be the world's smelliest. Is set to add a pungent pong to the festive season. This is produced in the north of Scotland. Guess what this smelliest ever cheese smells like, apart from feet?
Rotting corpse?
Yes.
You're kidding.
It just smells like very, very strong feet.
Oh,
guess what, sorry, guess what it's called was what I meant to ask
you. Okay. Is it called...
Well, there's one called Stinky Bishop, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's called the Minger.
No.
It's been made by Highland Fine Cheeses.
I love that.
The artisan cheese, which is a hard orange rind and a gooey centre, will be available at all 54 of Asda's Scottish stores. I'll give it to us in the south.
The Manger.
I bet you lay it on the Sassenach. It's called the Manger.
Who's up for a better than Manger?
And lastly,
go on.
Genius, you know, one of the show obsessions, because I'm, and there's never, as I said, there has never been a better time to study ancient history than now.
Mm.
If ever you were going to read something written by, say, Donald Kagan, who's your key guy,
right.
Used to be at Cornell University, now he's at Yale, but he's the key thinker on ancient history. As you know, I'm obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with Elgin's Marbles because they were the crowning glory for the Athenians to celebrate the greatest era, really, perhaps in world history, between about 479 and 405 BC in Athens. Elgin Marble latest, yeah? Mm-hmm. You ready?
Go on.
A solution to both the Prince Andrew problem of what he's going to do and the Elgin Marbles. You ready?
Go on.
This is in TMS in the Times today, yeah?
Yeah.
I love this. After the King engaged in a neckwear diplomacy last week, the clergyman and writer Fergus Butler Galley hit on the perfect solution to the Elgin Marbles problem.
How? Go on.
He said, the King personally gives them back, but says he can only do so to a fellow sovereign, and so at short notice they need a monarch with Greek heritage and a Greek name for a one-way trip to Athens.
Yeah.
And that's it. We then just offload Prince Andrew with the marbles.
Perfect. He's got Greek heritage.
And he becomes sort of king of, because he was related to the Greek royal family.
Yeah.
Then he can only give them to, so he becomes king of Greece, and he takes the marbles with him.
Right.
God, fantastic.
Genius. X. Sorry to jump in mid-podcast, but it's time to thank this episode's partner, CyberAware, from the National Cyber Security Centre. Every year, Black Friday shoppers fall victim to online scams. Last year was no different. Shoppers lost over £10 million to cyber criminals between November 2022 and January 2023. Because of that, I want to remind shoppers that scams are increasing in sophistication, so it's even more important to have the basics in place when it comes to email security. That includes switching on two-step verification and also having a strong password made up of three random words. Having three random words makes your password easy to remember and harder to hack. Your email password should be strong and different from all your other passwords. Turning on two-step verification on your main email account gives you double the protection. So even if cyber criminals have your password, they can't access your email. It works by asking for more information to prove your identity, like getting a code sent to your phone when you sign in using a new device or change settings such as your password. Search CyberAware from the National Cyber Security Centre to find out more.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
There's been a lot of noise, as you know, about Kasabian and their announcement. I decided to ignore all other media outlets and instead get the news for you straight from the horse's mouth. That horse's mouth belongs to the one and only, actually I say horse's mouth, he's not particularly equine, but I tell you what, he's got the whiff of thoroughbred about him. Ladies and gentlemen, friend to the show, Sergio Lorenzo Pizzorno!
How's it going?
You're right there, Serge. How are you, matey?
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm very good, mate. You?
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Now, sorry, your location at the moment, where are you talking from? Serge is in a curtained-off environment that looks like quite surgical or satanic.
I'm in Victoria Park in Leicester.
Oh, both then?
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me in a black curtained chamber in Victoria Park in Leicester?
Do you know why, mate? Because we're doing a show here next year, July the 6th. We're going to be playing at Victoria Park in Leicester.
Boom.
Can I say, you say that, yeah, but that is subject to license.
That's what they have to say, mate. Don't worry, it's gone too far now. Hopefully it's fine, you know what I mean?
Why do you think why are they dragging their feet a bit? No, why? You're like Leicester's, you're the star. What are they doing? It's like Elvis in Vegas.
It's a bit of jeopardy to the situation.
Yes. I mean, is it some of the logistical challenges?
Nah, there's red tape. You just have to figure it out. It's fine. It'll be okay. We've gone too far now anyway.
Okay, how many people are you expecting?
50,000.
Okay. So how will they work the porter cabin ratio? Do you know, I'm just trying to go through some of the council's issues. Is it, how many are you looking at in a block?
I mean, I got no idea.
What is the ratio? How do they work it? Because I know depending on food and how much they're drinking, time of event, there's a lot of factors. I don't know if you've ever seen the wonderful Australian film, Kenny, about the guy who does portable loos for events. Have you seen it?
I've not, mate, no. Do you know what?
It's genius. It's
gone down a weird sort of little corridor.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry.
It's going to be the biggest gig anyone's ever witnessed in their lives next summer, right? Well, so let's not worry about the port cabins.
Okay.
Let's start thinking about how massive this show is going to be.
Okay, now, it's going to be a lot of trucks. What are the council...
A lot of generators.
What I'm saying, in terms of generator sites...
Taken care of, thanks for that. There's people out there that do that job very well, you know.
Okay,
what I mean?
Okay. Have you got confidence in that lot? Do you think they're up to this challenge?
I have got ultimate confidence, yeah.
Are they local? Are they mainly local firms?
No, it's a big firm, mate. It's okay, big. They've got lawyers and everything, it'll be fine.
Because that might help the council application. Local jobs, they're very conscious of that. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be great.
Okay, so Serge, this is I got sidetracked. That's me. I'm just trying to be funny.
I love you, JV.
I love you. It's the 6th of July, 2024. It's called Summer Solstice 2. Again, that might be something the council objects to. Because it's no, because it's a decent... It's like 2 weeks after the solstice. It might be like a trade descriptions thing.
And it's witchcraft as well. You've got to worry about that, yeah. Stuff.
Yeah, right. This is 10 years after the band's previous legendary Summer Solstice show at the same park. What are your memories of that, of Summer Solstice 1?
It was just that amazing feeling of just like inviting everyone to your town. Right. You know what I mean? Like people coming from literally all over the world, the pubs running out of, no one really knew what to plan for. So by 12 o'clock, all the pubs around the area were just ran out of booze.
I thought you'd say crisps.
And so landlords were shipping out, like, going to Sainsbury's and Asda to get in, like, cans to sell. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. And then, like, it carried on until sort of, like, 4:30 in the morning. Like, the city centre was just alive. Like a World Cup win or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, like, in the fountains. It was crazy.
You know you've made it when you've got bags of cans getting moved around the town. Yeah.
But I tell you something, though, I'm making another note for the council. under the title Provisions. No, seriously.
No, that needs to be very well taken
no,
care
you've
of.
You've got to. You need what you need there is like a super vintner to get involved with this one. If Kasabian Pans are literally drinking pubs dry.
They are. That's what happened.
But having said that, if the council is listening, a very friendly bunch.
Mm.
Sure.
Whatever alcohol they have, it just adds to the jollity of the occasion, which is, they're convivial, they're friendly.
It's always responsible.
They come in peace.
Summer of Love, man.
Summer of Love, right. Who's supporting you? You got any names yet, Serge?
We've got the Kaiser Chiefs, and they're going to be more acts to be announced in the next few weeks. So it's going to be one, like, a proper good day, you know?
Can I push you?
Go on.
No, for names, for names.
Oh, no, not yet. No. It's all, you know, we've got to, there's negotiations.
Again, that might be an issue with the council. They won't want to give out licenses when they don't know the acts. They don't know the kind of crowds they're getting in.
No, that would be good.
Say if you suddenly announce you've got Saxon coming to play.
That's a lineup.
No, I'm saying that's a very different crowd.
Now, rest assured, Saxon will not be there.
Okay. No, but we're starting.
That's an update.
We're starting to rule things out. Yeah. What about Fleetwood Mac?
We'll try. I mean, it's a long shot, mate.
Okay, it's a long shot, but at the moment we can rule them out as well. We're just working on this.
We can rule them out. Too.
Okay, nice. Can you tell me sort of? No, you can't give me anything. Can you?
Of course, I can't. No.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry.
Well, I just hope you're a bit more responsive when the council start grilling you. Right. Happy birthday, Serge, for the 15th of December. Can I say that
Thank
now?
You. Yeah.
What's it been like having that birthday there? It's a bit of a just.
It's always a headache. Yeah, it's not great. I mean, you always got double sort of presents at Christmas, you know what I mean? Which is a bit annoying. No one really wants to come out because everyone's at Christmas parties, but, you know, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
But in some way, do you think it's shaped you?
Yeah.
No, I don't mean like a zodiac thing, but that thing of... I'm in July, so I can't imagine the sort of Christmas, the Advent birthday mindset.
Yeah, no, it is. No one cares. It's great. I kind of prefer it that way.
Okay, did you used to get your prezzies? I know this sounds a really trite question, but I'm genuinely interested. Do you used to get your prezzies all on Christmas Day? Did they used to say on your birthday, we thought we'd wait. You get your bike on Christmas, you have to wait for that big day.
No. You know what? It did get sort of lumped in as one thing, though. So it was a joint birthday Christmas. When you're thinking, hold on a minute. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I think.
Yeah. No, that did get lumped in.
It gives parents an opportunity, I think, to be pretty cheap. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So have you got your decorations up yet?
You know what? It went up yesterday night. The tree went up yesterday night. It all works, which is nice.
I've got my tree up. I'm just waiting for the branches to settle down a bit because it's a bit springy. So I'll just give that like 48 just to relax.
You got a fake one or a real one?
Danish. Silky.
Yeah.
I went to buy Christmas lights today. Gav, have you bought your lights yet?
No.
Suns, have you bought yours?
Yeah, they're up.
Man, this selection.
Yeah.
I haven't bought lights for years.
It's overwhelming.
What light package you gone with?
Light package. The lights are connected to the tree. It's wonderful.
Oh, right. Okay.
They all come together.
Well, you got
the tree. Yeah. The tree is that all the lights are already connected. You just have to there's a few little sockets you have to. It's done.
Nice.
Is it a pop-up tree?
Is it a pop-up tree?
It's like a big sort of decent, like, you know, it wasn't cheap, John. Let me tell you that, mate.
Okay, so I wasn't calling you cheap. I said that about your parents. but you're fine. You're fine. I'd like if you had a tree shaped like a Les Paul.
No, a Rickenbacker.
Yeah, Rickenbacker. Sorry, what am I talking about? A Rickenbacker. So what are your plans for Christmas? Where are you going to be?
Christmas, I am. I will be at home this Christmas because the album's finished. So I am off for Christmas. We are mixing. Got 2 days left to mix. Album's finished. Coming out next year. And that is me done. So feet up. Chestnuts roasting by the fire. Absolutely.
Nice. You roast those chestnuts. Hey, Serge, can you hang around? Because we want to talk about your album next.
Yes, mate.
Serge talks about his album next. Stay with us.
X.
Everyone sends Christmas cards covered in robins. You send Christmas cards covered in your brother Robin's face. Yeah, that photo. The time we got stung on the nose by a wasp and looked like Rudolph. Because at Moonpig, there's a card for that. Fill your Christmas cards with your favourite photos, stickers and videos and be the pride of their mantelpiece. Use code PIG30 for 30% off when you order in the app or online at Moonpig.com.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
4 till 7 on your glorious Radio X. We've got, I'd say, one of our favourite guests, right?
Absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only person to be on the show more than Woody Harrelson. Ladies and gentlemen, Serge! You all right, Serge?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks, John.
Okay. Can I just say, we play very few Christmas records on Radio X because there's been a joint decision that they are nauseating. But if you were going to cover any Christmas tune, what would you cover?
Oh man!
I meant to ask you that in the last part. I'm going to talk about your album next, but I just wanted to know this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sort of with you. Like, I'm not a huge. I mean, they are. It's sort of. It is quite painful, isn't it? When they, especially now, when Christmas starts like really early, and it's like I don't need Christmas songs. Sort of makes me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good for me. Brings back memories of the birthday near Christmas.
I was going to say you're on happy birthdays. Yeah, it must be. Everyone's singing Christmas songs on your birthday. You're thinking, what happened to Happy Birthday?
Unhappy Birthdays is a great name for a band.
The Unhappy Birthdays is a fantastic name for a band.
I'd probably just go like War Is Over, Lennon, just because it's I mean, it's a bit dreary, so it might need a little bit of like energy, that song, you know what I mean? So I might maybe that do something with
okay.
that.
Okay, suggestion.
Mm.
Jonah Louis.
Oh.
Can't Stop the Cavalry. I reckon you do a rocking version of that.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's a good... It's, that is actually... No, you know what? No, I'm having that. I know that one. That's quite good.
It's quite a good tune.
Oh, change that. That's way better. Yeah,
it's way better because it's got that sort of... It's got a riff in it.
Yeah.
Even though they do it in the brass.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a riff in it. No, don't. We should be home for Christmas. Also, he looked like a sort of... He'd done life.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he made Christmas Cockney, didn't he?
He looked like a lifer, seriously.
That's the one.
So you've got a new album coming out next year. What is it called?
It's called Happenings, John.
Okay. Happenings.
Happenings.
Yeah. Do you know what? Gav and I, we spend a lot of lives, because obviously we're kind of sad. We wish we'd been abandoned stuff.
Yeah.
And Gav was. No, I was, but weren't very good. Wasn't a Kasabian.
No.
You know? Hence you on the screen, me here. But we still love thinking up, one, names for bands, two, names for albums. Is it as much fun as I suspect it is?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, this one, so like in the late 60s, you'd have like Hawkwind would do, you know, like they'd have sort of psychedelic happenings in like the Roundhouse and, you know, they sort of Oz magazine.
I saw Hawkwind. I went to see them. I saw them in Derby.
And, no way.
Yeah, they were giving out acid on the door. Oh, they were.
That's a happening.
They were giving tabs out on the door.
That's massive.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that in mind, it's like we're going to do, you know, saving happenings all over the world. So that was like, you know, this album was made during sort of touring, which we've never really done before. So that's kind of fed into this like pretty joyous, huge sort of big tune album. And then from it, we want to then sort of, you know, we're going to do our own happenings. So it sort of made sense that that's what the album was going to be called.
Okay. Is it Hawkwind? Is Hawkwind the band at your gig? Is that one of the, is it Hawkwind? Is that why you haven't told the council? It's Hawkwind, isn't it? You've booked Hawkwind.
If we could, that would be
that'd be immense. That'd be amazing. Do you know why? Because it looks so good on posters, doesn't it? That Hawkwind.
It does.
It says, it could be trouble. This could get a bit lively. Your debut studio album, Kasabian, was released on 6th of September 2004. Any plans to celebrate the 20th anniversary? I'm pretty sure we will on Radio X.
Do you know what? I think, like, the reason why we're sort of still around 20 years on is because we have just pushed forward, made new records, made new memories. So I think, you know, next year there's going to be a new record. We may do something, but we've got this sort of huge gig in Leicester. So I think
subject
sort of
to council approval, sir. Again.
Well, now we've got a Hawkwind, I think we're going to be all right.
It's all come together.
Come
beautifully.
On, wouldn't you love just Kasabian Hawkwind? Serge, thank you so much for talking to us. Kasabian will play Victoria Park in their hometown of Leicester next year, subject to council approval. For more information, head to radiox.co.uk. What are you up to tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
What am I up to tonight? You know what? My young'un's football training's got cancelled, so we are going bowling.
Are you?
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, second to learn, a lifetime to master.
Love a strike, mate.
Yeah.
I'm taking up bowling.
It's sort of American darts, really, isn't it? Simple but complex.
Yeah, love a
also,
turkey.
Also, similar shirts. It's a similar shirt culture, isn't it? Darts is like our bowling.
Yeah, you can get dressed up. I like the shoes. I'm in all of it.
Yeah.
Get some chicken basket on the side.
Nice.
A few bevs.
You spoil that boy of yours. Go and get him some right nice clothes and get your missus something pretty. I'll speak to you soon. Really nice to speak to you as always. You take care.
Thank you. Take care. See you, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Serge!
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Guys, I've got some great news about penguins.
Oh, yeah.
You know I've wanted to own penguins for quite some time.
It's been a dream of yours
forever. Never more than this time of year.
Sure.
Yeah, when it's getting a bit cold and it is perfect penguin weather, little sods would love it.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
I just want those little ones like they have in Border Beach in South Africa.
Right.
Oh, those, yeah.
When you sneak in at the back, there's just a fence. They're just all hiding there because they don't want tourists poking around.
Mm. Cute little suckers,
little,
aren't they?
Surly little suckers.
A little fighter.
Anyway, forget about aiming for 8 solid hours of sleep overnight.
Mm. Mm.
The best way to stay alert could be to take thousands of 4-second power naps.
What?
Yeah.
4 seconds?
What?
That's what penguins do.
Oh.
Over a 24-hour period. Chinstrap penguins, one of my favourites, incidentally. You can get, I've looked them up, 24 quid you can get one for.
Mm. Unbelievable. You're not allowed them.
Normal penguin costs you 18 quid minimum.
Right.
You
can get a more reasonable, aren't they?
You can get a decent peacock if you want to raise it, 12 quid.
Right.
They're not flash.
Sure.
You should be eating them.
Yeah. Wow. 12 quid.
Solve you. Cheaper than a turkey.
Yeah.
And much, much more flash.
Sure. It is, yeah.
Keep those rear feathers on. Hell of a display. Mm. Stick fairy lights on them.
Yeah. Quite Christmassy.
Very Christmassy, Gaff. Mm. Not quite Christmassy. Mm. Chinstrap penguins get a healthy 11 hours of sleep per day, but they do so by having 10,000 microchips.
I love that.
Yeah.
The disco nap.
Throughout the day and night, throughout the day and night, so they can protect their nests from predators and rivals. Added together, these periods of sleep average just 4 seconds. Yeah.
God.
Amount to sufficient rest for the penguins, allowing them to breed magnificently.
Right.
They're rampant.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, they just have sexy kip.
10,000
yes,
4 second
kip, and they're right bang on it.
Yep.
Wow, Chinstrap Penguins.
Yes,
it's a great name for a band.
What, the Chinstrap Penguins? It's a great name for a band, Gav. For a mod band.
Wonderful.
Chinstrap Penguins.
We are the Chinstrap Penguins.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4. The study provides evidence that the benefits of sleep can accrue incrementally, even if the sleep sessions are extremely short. How about that? I wish it was that at the moment, because I get woken up by Milton, who just wanders in.
Yeah. He just comes in and clocks you on the head and stuff,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yeah. And then I sort of go back to sleep. I hope that is adding up, because I'm really sleeping a lot, but I feel a bit tired. I just hope, maybe I should try the 10,000 four-seconder technique.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right.
I like Hang on. How was that?
Huh? Oh, I'm refreshed. Here we go.
X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Get this.
Mm.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Wonderful actor.
Okay, that's not what I'm about to say, yeah?
Go on.
No?
So just back down a little bit there, since you're a bit perky today, I can see. Yeah. Trying to get in there a little bit.
I'm just contextualising who Nicolas Cage is.
No, but you're getting like little side eyes when he hears any cooking tips. He'll go, what do you do? And we've talked about it for ages, and Gav has to quickly explain.
Start all over again.
In a pot? Yes,
Simon. It steams it, does it?
I don't know if you've got anyone in your office who just literally picks right at the end of it and goes, what's that? Oh, how was it? When you've literally done the whole story.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to have heard that. And everyone, what it means is he ruins the story because everyone sort of feels sorry for him. And it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, it changes.
Right,
yeah,
Nick Cage. Imagine this, if you're an actor who's been trying to get work and you know you've got more talent, yeah?
Mm.
Which
is
likely.
Uh-huh.
Nicolas Cage, his success is quite amazing, isn't it? Because he's such a star.
A huge star, yeah.
Massive.
Yeah. He really is.
But not...
Give me back the Billy. Anyway, he has claimed that he's only got 3 or 4 more movies left in him.
Really?
Really?
I thought he made loads of straight-to-video stuff because just for the cash.
He does, yeah. But you imagine if you've been struggling to get one film done. You got him there.
Mm. I know.
About 3 or 4 left.
Lording it.
Yeah. Mm.
That means he's reached a certain level of wealth, basically.
Gav, yeah. how many more major world tours as a rock guitarist have you got? No, could you wake up and...
Oh, John, I got maximum, like 2 or 3 maybe left in me. Sure, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
I would be unwilling to do more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I get that, Kevin.
You know.
I think I'm the same. I've got about 3 or more movies left in me.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps that's about it. Maybe pushing it a fifth.
Right.
Yeah, if there's a sequel.
Are we talking big blockbusters
if film
here? Yeah.
4 is really successful. I've probably got, you know, and they're pushing me for
and
that
there's a
sequel.
Franchise, yeah.
And it's a big franchise.
Because you really get paid the second time round.
That's only because I wouldn't want to disappoint fans.
Sure, that's all it is, yeah.
Son, have a think about what you've got left in you. You look at,
I've got everything left in me. I'm so young and vibrant.
Yeah, okay.
Full of energy.
Yeah, you're missing the point.
Yeah, I know.
Chris from Cornwall. As a detective, I've probably got two or three maximum investigations left in me.
God.
Same, actually. Yeah. As an amateur sleuth,
yeah,
I've probably got about three more Hollywood murders to solve.
Right.
Using CCTV evidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's been where someone switched the tapes.
Nice.
Gav, what are you saying?
I reckon I've got two stag do's left in me, ooh, maximum. That's Alex in Worcester, yeah.
Yeah.
Two.
Yes.
I reckon, that's a lot,
yeah,
though.
I could do a couple.
How many?
No, I reckon
a couple left.
I could do a couple.
I could do a couple. I've done one for years.
Yeah.
But then again, it depends how near you are to doing them. I reckon I've got...
You've been to loads.
I've been to
You've
a lot.
Been
done
to
lots.
A lot. Yeah,
I can't. Yeah. I mean, mainly through boredom. I reckon I've got one more. I've got one more stag night day.
Mm.
No, maybe two or three go-kart stag nights.
Yeah, yeah. Those are good ones.
I just can't take it.
Yeah, yeah.
The pressure to win.
I know. I know.
TG, I've just told my wife I've only got a maximum one chick flick left in me.
I wonder which one they'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have said I had one more series of Yellowstone in me.
Yeah. Yep.
But they've let me down so badly by just simply stopping the last series at 8 and then never coming back.
Right.
Never telling us what's going on.
And they don't resolve enough quickly enough either. So it drags on. Yeah.
So I'm telling the producers now of Yellowstone, 1923.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull and 1881. No, you've lost me. I'm not going back. You've messed me around. Not going to.
Yeah.
Even when I get to a moment when I'm thinking, well, do you know what I'll do? I'll watch Narcos again. I'll do anything but go back to you because you've disrespected me. Sorry, son. So I've been meaning to get that out for quite some time.
Right.
And I invite listeners to come along with me. And I know this sounds weird. Let's go and boycott something. Let's not watch it. Son, what are you seeing now?
I've got maybe two or three Friday horns in me before I will have to mute it.
Wow.
That's Ender, who thinks they're in Surrey.
Also, Mark in Wolverhampton says the same thing. He's got two or three horns left in him.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what he's going to do. That's all he says he's got.
Sure.
Gav, what have you got there?
Heno in Buckinghamshire says, I've got about three or four more covert missions left in me. Reactions are starting to slow and the kick of the L115A3 sniper rifle is starting to play havoc with my carpal tunnel syndrome. Yeah, understandable.
You say that, Heno, but you can actually be more of an asset.
What, with a different rifle?
No. When you get a bit older, you know, you're more grey, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, good point.
No one suspects you, the old
yeah,
one, do you?
Absolutely, yeah. Right, yeah, yep. Yeah.
You know?
You have to get closer, though.
No,
that's the thing, yeah.
You just suddenly turn around and spit some lead death at people. Right.
Jimmy from Dundee says, I've got about three or four pairs of lace-up shoes left in me before I have to resort to slip-ons and elastic waisted trousers.
I'm starting to grunt a bit more, actually.
Are you, what, standing up or bending down for shoes?
I saw a guy at my club,
mm-hmm,
and he's got a real device for putting his socks on.
Has he?
It looks immense.
What is it?
It's like something that sort of stretches the sock out. So literally,
you
do it either side and it just sort of jumps into it.
You're kidding.
That's fantastic, man.
They'll stand your socks up?
Yeah. Keep those coming, please. Genius. Dave from Leighton Buzzard reckons he's got two more kidney transplants left in him.
Specific number there, yeah.
That's very specific, yeah.
Radio X.
Gav, let's have a hero. Every day of the week, the Woodman furnished with a hero. Today, utterly no exception. Gav brings us... he said he's got a Dutchman, an inventive Dutchman, who's taking the king for a ride.
Yeah.
In his heroic little slot. Gav, it sounds...
You're going to love this.
Just sounds like a really good... I can't do it. I'm just... what are you doing in there? Just taking the king for
a
ride.
I'm taking his majesty for a ride.
For a gallop.
I couldn't believe this story, and it's amazing. So the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Cornelis Drebbel.
I like him already.
He was a Dutch engineer and inventor. He lived from 1572 to 1633. I've been looking for inventors around the Victorian era. You just got to go back. He's got to go back 100 years. It gets fascinating.
I don't know. I'm not going to.
Anyway,
I'm
he was
not
born.
Burn you with words, but the word is research.
He was born.
Do research.
He was born in Alkmaar, Holland. He studied later in Haarlem, in Holland. He became a skilled engraver and alchemist. He got married in 1595. He had four kids, and then he moved to England at the invitation of James the First in 1604.
Did he know?
Yes, and the Duke of Buckingham, who was his wealthy patron.
Yeah.
So with all this newfound budget, Drebbel would amaze the court with demonstrations of a perpetual machine, a hydraulic organ, optical instruments. He learned how to grind lenses for telescopes and microscopes. In his life, he also invented a mercury thermostat, a regulator for a stove, an egg incubator. This is in 1604.
Well, man hasn't changed.
Unbelievable. An early working thermometer, an early working air conditioning system, and possibly the first ever compound microscope. A great guy, but it's not why he's the hero. In 1620, Cornelius Drebbel designed, built, and successfully tested the first navigable submarine while working for the Royal Navy.
No!
I'm not joking. Made of wood and leather, it was steerable.
Really trust that one.
It was powered with oars that poked out of the side.
Wish me luck.
He built and tested...
with oars?
Yes, I'll show you a picture in a minute, because a boat builder, a modern-day boat
builder, has built one. They'd all row.
Look, here's a picture of it. This was built by a boat builder.
Oh, it's roughly the same.
Called Mark. It looks like a submarine.
It's exactly the same shape.
It's like two wooden plank boats hulls just put together.
Well, two wooden ships.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, right. So, and he successfully tested that in 2002 for a TV show.
Do you know?
I'm not sure how they went up and down. I couldn't find out, and I couldn't understand. They could stay under for 3 hours through the use of saltpeter that gave off oxygen. I have no idea how. I think he kept it a secret because it was such a valuable secret.
Gav, it is fascinating.
It's unbelievable.
The stuff you're laying on us today is beguiling and fascinating, you're just ensnaring the listener in your web of intrigue.
The biggest one they built, the third one, had six oars and could carry 16 people, and it was demonstrated to a huge crowd and King James the First on the Thames. And the king went in there for a ride. He took him down 5 metres below the surface, making him the first monarch to ever travel underwater. It could stay under for 3 hours, and it journeyed from Westminster to Greenwich and back without surfacing. It's magic.
It's unbelievable,
Gav. Is this in the 17th
Gav,
century?
Would you stop beguiling them?
It's unbelievable.
Because they've got the news next, and it's going to make the world we live in now seem pretty tame, Gav.
No sign of the industrial age, and they're doing stuff like this. Amazing.
Gav.
Let's salute him.
We've always been the same, Gav. Humans haven't got more intelligent.
We've
always been as inventive.
Yeah.
We've just got better tools.
Cornelius
Drebbel, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing. Well, pretty well everything's going to be a real downer after that.
Twas the night before Black Friday when in a dark house, scammers started scamming with the click of a mouse. Take extra steps to protect yourself online this festive season. Choose 3 random words for your email password to make it easier to remember and harder to hack. And set up 2-step verification for twice the protection. Take your email security to another level. Search CyberAware from the National Cyber Security Centre.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
We're looking at some of the things you've got left in you.
Yeah.
This is after Nicolas Cage has said he's got 3 or 4 major films left in him, max.
If he chooses, yeah.
I was going to say 3 or 4. Ultra marathons, altitude marathons in, you know, the Ironman things, events I do every year in the Canary Islands, Tenerife or Lanzarote.
Sure.
But I'm going to say now I'm going to do it when my running speedos give out.
Yeah.
That's it. That'll be it.
Okay.
That'll be the time to know.
Yeah. You'll know because I'll get arrested for indecent exposure.
Sure.
I'll get off it, though. Because I know them there. Honestly, a few quid. It's virtually a fine. Everything's a fine.
Yeah.
A cash fine.
That's their whole
legal
system.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you're in the Canaries,
system. Yeah, yeah.
It's all cash fines on the quiet. You just got to say, all you ever have to say, and this is, again, and my trick, if you're travelling in Latin America or wherever, you've got to grease the palm of an official to get off whatever they've caught you doing.
Yeah.
Or that they've implied you've done.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're framing
you. Try to frame you. Yeah, yeah. Go on.
You just say, how can we resolve this?
Right. You put the ball in their court.
Right, I'm just saying, I hope I save one listener one day with that. Mm. How can we resolve this?
Yes.
Yeah? Or you say, can I speak to whoever's in charge?
Yeah.
About how I can resolve this.
There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah, all encapsulated.
And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then you're pretty well fine. You're not offering a bribe.
No.
You're merely looking for some sort of resolve.
Sure.
For how you can solve it.
Yeah.
How can we... excuse me. Whoever's in charge. Yeah. How can we resolve this? Mm. Before you arrive in the country, look up how you say that
in, the language.
In their language.
Yeah, great yeah. idea.
I mean, that's why travelling in Latin America is so good, because obviously there's only one stop for Portuguese. The rest you say...
All Spanish. Spanish yeah, yeah, beautiful.
Daz in Northampton's, he's got two channel swims left in him.
Fair
that's
enough.
That's it. Yeah, ooh. Fair enough. Yeah. Thing is, if you're doing two channel swims,
yeah.
here's the question, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you allow people to push off when they turn round?
Yeah.
Good question.
You see, I say no, you've got to swim off, because otherwise you get about 10 yards out of that.
I think so, yeah. Off. No push off. Yeah.
Yeah. You push
you
off.
Can tell that's just blatant
yeah.
cheating.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. What have you seen there since it's caught your eye?
Andy in York says, hi, TJ. I've got two or three in-law inclusive holidays left in me before I refuse to attend.
Yes.
Yeah. I love the idea of attending a holiday.
And I'll just refuse. No, I refuse.
I had a bit of a sad year this year, actually, with an all-inclusive holiday, because I suddenly thought to myself, I was wearing... Whereas before, I thought, well, it is much better value
yeah.
to go all-inclusive.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it will be. Uh-huh. I can drink to break-even point
easily. You'll get them.
Yeah. Within yeah. 2 days.
Yes, yeah, but yeah. this year, I suddenly thought, with the kid, kind of that, I'm not probably going to go out twice in the evenings,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't sort of do that. And it was quite... I was quite sad.
Mm.
Right.
I was quite sad. Anyway, next one. Gav, what else you read?
Marek in Newcastle says, I reckon I have one big score left in me.
Which I loved.
It's a great
absolutely
one.
Absolutely
yeah.
love it.
And David in Carnoustie says, I've got at least two Scottish Cup final hat tricks left
ooh.
In me.
Nice. Love it. So it's another one, please.
Jungle from Harlow says, I've got about three more crumpets left in me. Then I'm done with that.
Nice, nice.
Beautiful.
Here's one for you.
Go on.
I reckon I've got about two more pints left in me before my phone starts ringing. Thank you very much for that.
Very nice.
Gav, what do you see?
Andrew in Tunbridge Wells says, I've got max a dozen proper parties involving dancing left in me.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yes.
Proper parties.
Proper parties involving
proper
dancing.
Parties. A lot of you now... a lot of you now are really just... talking about Friday Horns a lot.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
As
yeah.
a 58-year-old looking to retire at 60, I reckon I've got another 11 companies in me. says Simon in Littlehampton. Very good. Probably looking on those severance packages. This is really good. Again, Andrew and T. Wells here. I reckon I've got five or six nights out trying new shots with younger colleagues left in me. no name on this. I've got possibly three divorces left in me, so isn't that nice? Incidentally,
that's a lot.
¿Cómo podemos resolver esto?
Perfect.
¿Cómo podemos resolver esto? How can we resolve this?
Oh, sure. What about if you're going to Greece?
I was just doing the one for Latin America.
Radio X.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Who wants some showbiz gossip?
Me.
Because that's what I'm going to deliver right now. Hey, great news, guys. I do this just to make you all feel good, yeah?
Okay, go on.
Because you're not part of the, I'd say, small-minded majority that lives for this kind of crap. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Brooklyn Beckham and his wife, Nicola Peltz, set fans' tongues wagging. Okay, question, did they? Does anyone care?
What?
Have they?
Yeah.
Also, have all
yeah,
they,
what fans?
Also, have they got fans?
Yeah, they can't have an
this
army of fans.
This is the first
fans,
thing we've got to question, guys.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
that
yeah,
you
yeah.
get to a certain level of richness where you can literally fake the whole artifice of followers
of fame.
And fame
yeah, yeah.
and everything, and then just get paid on the back of it. So you invest enough in fake followers and
right.
fake listeners and robot fans
yeah.
that you get paid...
Because your face is there out oh, the whole time.
You
even
get
though,
paid
yeah.
more for likes from people who don't exist.
Yes.
It doesn't matter because it satisfies everyone's criteria. No one really cares what's really going on there.
No. It's a circle of artifice,
yeah.
isn't
yeah,
it? It's mad.
It's a circle of artifice. Great name for a goth band.
Great name for a goth band.
Anyway, after seeing the Instagram post, some joke they were a thruple while others simply found Selena's third wheeling hilarious because they had a photo of Selena Gomez as well.
Oh, my God, no. Not in the one photo.
Yeah, but loads of people have found it hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that is hilarious. Do you think anyone actually said that?
No.
Why would it be hilarious?
Not one.
Why? Because. Why is Selena just randomly in first pick on an anniversary post? One user wrote, what's she doing there?
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's unbelievable.
As Brooklyn married Nicola last April, some followers concluded it was actually an anniversary of the trio's friendship.
Good grief.
That's a bit weird as well. They're sort of hinting at something, aren't they? Yeah. Well,
now I'm starting to think there is something in these.
Yeah,
rumors.
Right.
No, don't think. Don't. Well.
They've used the word thruple, for heaven's sake.
Okay, hear the cry, yeah? Peltz told Cosmopolitan UK.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, it must have 9 readers. That she and her husband spent time with Gomez at the Academy Gala last year.
You are kidding.
I'm not.
They were at the same function at the same time.
And they became super, super close.
Right. So they've been together that whole event.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next up for you, and this is key.
Oh, some friendships go way back, don't they?
Liam Payne, former One Directioner, he has said that he's out of hospital now. Obviously, we hope he gets better.
Yeah.
He has hinted there might be a new album, but he's remaining tight-lipped because there is so much going on at the moment.
Oh, really?
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
The gist of it is he's... Liam Payne says, watch this space.
Do you know what? That's really going to set tongues a-wagging.
No, but what's weird about that is essentially he's saying there's no news at all.
Yeah, that's another one of those, here's an exclusive for you.
No,
I'm going to tell you that nothing's happening.
I will be saying something
anything
later.
Anything going on? No.
Yeah. In fact, that's two non-stories
but watch
pretending
space.
To be stories.
What he's saying is, presumably something will happen down the line.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because he's been told there anything, will be something.
Anything to report, Liam? Nope. Anything likely? Maybe.
Yep.
That's the story. Print it.
Great story.
Print it.
Exclusive.
Last up, dazzle on London Fashion's big night out. Just to say that London Fashion is not taken that seriously worldwide.
Around the fashion industry,
The big fashion houses don't even show here.
Don't they?
Chanel's, they don't bother.
What is it? Milan and Paris and New York or something?
That's it. Chanel, they don't bother here.
Right.
They wouldn't bother here.
Yeah, and if Chanel are not coming, that's like Ferrari
Dior.
Not coming to your race.
Yeah, right.
It really is.
Right.
Yeah.
Dior don't bother here.
Don't they?
No.
Wow. Fascinating.
But they don't. They just don't bother with it.
Not
because
enough,
they know who's going to turn up. You're going to get... Gwen.
Gwen.
What's she called?
Stefani.
And you're going to get Jill.
Jill?
Yes.
My God.
And you're going to get... you're going to get Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
You're going to get Amal Clooney. Mm. You're going to get Gillian Anderson.
Oh, the ones who live in London.
Yeah. They live here.
Yeah.
And the reason though, they haven't even jetted in.
No.
They've got the bus from Notting Hill.
It'd be funny to see them put on.
But also, interestingly, Kate Moss was there. She wore a cape.
Wow. Did they use the headline Cape Moss? They must have.
No, I haven't seen that here, but this is the Times, Gav. Michaela Cole, who's been recognised with the Pandora Leader of Change Award, she wore white Ferragamo.
Wow. The Pandora Leader of Change Award.
There you go, Gav.
Wow.
And there's not much else there. Oh, Rosie Huntington-Whiteall was there.
Right.
And... that's about it.
That's it, right?
Well, I've had a good skinny through it.
Sure.
And that's about it.
Okay.
Oh, Peter Crouch's Mrs. Abby Clancy.
Oh yeah.
Wore lingerie.
Cool.
That's it.
We don't just do Christmas at Currys. We do it properly by giving you just that little bit more. How about a 2-in-1 convertible Lenovo Chromebook plus Flex 5i? It starts fast and has built-in virus protection, so you can do more of what you love. At $499, even the price is a gift. And, as an added extra, it's free next-day delivery. Going beyond expectations this Christmas at Currys. Free next-day delivery available in most areas, subject to availability.
Radio. X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Guys, so last night I go meet my son for, he wants to show me things he's thinking about for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And this is my oldest boy.
Just getting a few ideas into your mind.
So I said, well, let's go.
What
let's...
he wants from you?
Yes, for Christmas. I don't mind getting that. You know, he's a good lad. And he's done well this year. He's done well at university.
Yeah, and it's better to get things that you know that you want.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, well, you say that. We end up leaving the shop and we both agree. Cash.
but it's nice to go through the motions first.
Yes. Right, yeah, we're both the healthy conclusion.
And who cash wouldn't again. Want
that's
cash.
The thought that counts.
Well, no, we spent too long in the roastery. Rotisserie.
Oh, you were eating?
Discussing over chicken. They do really good potatoes. They got really good chips down there. Mm. You get really good chips in Harrods.
Sure.
And really good macaroni and cheese. Was amazing. Delicious. Went for half a roast chicken each. Mm. And a few. They got this Berlin lager called Noam, which kind of comes in a bottle.
Right.
It looks like it should be like a scent or something. It's a bit off-putting.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Because it's so spruancy and expensive. Mm. My God, it's so dry and tasted delicious. God, it's a great bit.
With chips and macaroni and roast chicken.
Anyway, get this, right? I've had two incidents where I deserve a bit of karma for my actions at Harrods.
Okay. Oh, yeah, why? What were your
actions? The first one was when our friend Jim, who that's how Gavin and I know each other. Gavin and I know each other since about 18.
Yeah.
So I was there with Jim and we were... Yeah, he's a real practical joker, and I'm not particularly, but I just saw the opportunity instantly. I'll never... Mm. And I threw American football to him.
Yeah.
And he's...
Like a quarterback pass.
And just a little pass.
Yeah.
And then I went, go long! And I started running, yeah?
Yeah.
And I ran towards the place where they have the Harrods trophy cabinet.
Yeah.
With all the trophies there, all set up, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And he threw it. Glass?
Yeah. No, just on shelves.
Oh,
this big thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's display. He threw it, and I just went to a shelf and just ignored it.
I just made him out to be someone throwing...
He's like a lunatic.
Randomly throwing a football.
Like, he just looked like he took the whole display down.
Oh,
it was just
terrible. God.
And it just looked so mindless. It looks... And I thought, I've got you.
And also, that is a classic Jim.
That is one of his moves.
It's a classic.
He was my flatmate at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, always, every night you have to check your alarm clock.
You've got to watch it.
Because he's
going to
do that in the night and do things and just do stuff and hide things. Every time back then you went for a date, we used to have a pair of horrible green briefs that were filthy. We don't know how they're in the flat. We used to call them the Kevs.
Yeah.
And if either of us was going for a date, we'd make sure it was in the jacket pocket. We'd try and get in there. So if you're going out and about, suddenly you go to the pocket, suddenly have a pair of men's horrible green briefs to just go. Anyway, so that's the first incident where I deserved a bit of calm.
Oh, man. Was the sound satisfying? Did it all go everywhere?
Oh, man. It went everywhere. God. Anyway, so. There was another incident as well, which I can't quite... Well, I can remember, but I've got to get on with the story.
Yeah.
So, last night, I got my son to just... I saw one of those you know, the massage gun things.
Mm,
oh, yes.
You know, I've had that trouble with my shoulder and my neck.
Yeah,
I crashed out 2 weekends ago.
Right.
So, just go. I suddenly thought, I've heard they're really good. I'll go, just have a little go with that. So, he's put it on. I go, go on, really rank up the power.
Yeah.
So, he's turned up the power. He's gone right in there, up and down my spine.
Yeah.
And just up at the top. Uh-huh, it's sort of good.
You didn't take your shirt off or anything?
No. For a while, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But then I get home and it just starts to really hurt. I wake up in the night, I was in such pain.
Did some more damage.
Yeah,
made it worse.
I had to go downstairs because Vanessa just goes, not whining. So I've had to go downstairs. I was just lying on the floor doing some Alexander technique in the dark.
Yeah.
It was just so painful. I'm even now, I'm really tranked out with painkillers. I'm in such pain, yeah.
Oh.
And I just know it's that incident,
man,
which has really come back for me, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But what I want to know is, what... 83936. What have you ever just tried that just seemed like such a good idea? Just ended like that in just such pain. You know, like a gadget. You might have just sort of thought, I'll just lift that weight, see what that's like. And it's like, ow, you put it.
Yeah.
Something you've just done instinctively because you think, oh, that'll be good.
Mm.
And it's just ended up. I mean, this is disaster. I'm in such pain. I've got an awards due tonight.
Oh, man.
For the Over the Wall. It's Paul Newman's charity.
Right.
and it it sort of pays for kids to go to those summer camps.
Yep.
I mean, do you know what? I'm in such pain, but I promise Paul, yeah, I'd always go. Sure. He said to me, Teej, don't let me down.
Yeah,
when I'm gone.
Radio X.
So last night I go to Harrods for dinner with my son.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to actually look for some nice presents for him.
Yeah.
For his sister as well, he's got the inside track on. Uh-huh. But we left there having had some lovely chicken and just messing around in menswear.
Yeah.
And not us wearing menswear, I meant the department.
Mm. Sure,
we weren't wearing
yeah.
menswear, messing around, but we concluded it's going to be cash.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just too confusing in there. But while we're in there, you know that shoulder trouble? Fans of the show will know last week I nosedive crashed on the bed without really thinking about it.
Mm.
And sadly hurt one of my wings.
You slept with your neck at an askance angle.
I just saw one of those really powerful, those judges, look like a gun that you massage with.
Mm.
And I said, oh, Raph, just run that on my back. So I've had trouble there. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I just started getting more and more painful. I don't know what I've done.
Mm.
Last night I woke up in such agony. I go downstairs because Vanessa told me to stop whining.
Mm.
And I had to go and lie on the floor downstairs in the sitting room just to try and do some basic Alexander technique while I waited for the ibuprofen to kick in.
Oh,
no laughing matter.
No.
Anyway, I've had two incidents.
Yeah.
And this is the fact is, finally, Harrods, the karma got me. First incident, as you know, told my mate, go long, dodged out of the way, took out a trophy cabinet with the American football. Mm. Second time was when I tried one of those Segways.
Oh, what, in Harrods?
Inside the store?
Yes, but it's about 10 years
ago. Had you ever been on one before?
Never. It all said, do not touch.
Literally your first time.
I know, but again, I had a couple of drinkies.
Yeah, full.
Lunch,
of course,
went
in
there, do not touch, lurched forward, took out a shelf, which then knocked another shelf, actually domino style.
Wow.
Yeah, in sports department.
Wow.
You cleared off really lively.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was just saying, what have you done that's been like, hey...
Cleared off lively.
Yeah, I did.
You scarpered.
I scarpered. Yeah, scarper flow.
Yeah.
Anyway, just looking at some of the occasions when you thought, oh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
No! Fishing pulled a muscle in my back. We had that from Sarah. Thank you so much. One cast.
Yeah.
Over 45 years of old deadlifts, John. Not worth it, even for the massive glute gains. Thank you, Scott. Got a skateboard in a toy shop in front of my kids. Fell off, nearly died, and trashed the display. Hugely embarrassing, says Andy in York. Sons, what have you seen there, baby?
Joe and Dis says, I tried a Slender Tone many years ago. It had 0-99 on the setting, so popped it midway at 50.
Oh, no.
Switched it on and convulsed so violently my hands weren't able to switch it off for what seemed like an eternity. Since that day, I start at 1, no matter what.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, really good tip. I scratched my back with a fork, with the fork bit of a salad server.
Mm. Right.
How could that go wrong,
you
think? Thought nothing of it till the wife saw these 5 scratch marks down my back a bit later. I just really couldn't explain it at all.
Mm.
Somewhere where I couldn't reach. Him getting all hot on the corner. You know what I'm saying? It was a salad. What were you using a salad thing for? It's one of those ones you do. Gav, what have you seen there?
James in Horsham decided to try golf. He says, I tried golf once and on the first strike of the ball, popped a muscle under my rib cage and couldn't breathe properly for 2 weeks.
Oh,
that's crazy.
You can't sleep, you can't sneeze, you can't cough.
It's crazy.
Horrible, yeah.
Ryan in Southampton was playing on trampoline in the sun with his stepdaughters.
Yeah.
He was teaching the girls how to do the resting move, the frog splash. Ended up breaking 2 ribs in pain for months after that. Sleep. Was agony.
It is. You've got to make a sort of ramp out of pillows so that you don't have to do the sit-up to get out
I'm
of
trying
the bed,
to find at the moment I can watch telly in bed with no tension on the neck at all.
Oh, right.
It's really hard to get the pillows there.
Yeah.
There's somewhere where you're just... Because you just keep relaxing back and it's a bit odd. There's a bit of neck
tension. Yeah. You need one of those massage tables where there's a hole in the table.
Oh, what, no, but I can't.
You've got to be face down, haven't you?
You just always end up feeling like Luca Brasi when they kill him in The Godfather. You know, when he gets garrotted.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4-7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox. Or if you spotted which member of our team was missing during the recording of the intro and outro to the podcast. But thanks for being here, Gav.
No problem.
Thanks for being here, little Si.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, big Si. I wonder who's missing.
I
wonder who went to go and put on a different outfit and makeup for something she was doing on Thursday evening when we recorded this. I wonder which member of the team that was. Well, we'll
never know. We'll never know.
If you think you know, please, johnny@radiox.co.uk. See if you can solve that mystery. Radio
X. With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.